Blog Talk Radio. Father's eyes. Thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we love you.
Thank you, Father.
We love you because you first loved us. We love you because you've been better to us than we've been to ourselves. We love
been
you.
To ourselves. Thank you.
Oh, my, what a shit, Katie, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your name is like honey on our lips.
Thank you.
But oh, your spirit is like, it's like water to our souls. Your word is a lamp unto our feet, Lord. Lord, we love you, oh God. Lord, we thank you, oh God. We mean it from our hearts, oh God. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Shakari alala bocha. Oh, my mother is so cordial about Shabbat. We thank you, Lord, for another Institute of Biblical Learning class today. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that the signs and wonders and miracles are already happening. Hallelujah. Glory to God. As we learn more of thee, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Puro shakari gare bo shatar. Horia bo shakari gare. More of thee, Lord. More of thee, Lord, my heart desires more of thee, more of thee, Lord, more of thee, Lord, my heart desires more of thee, fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting over my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want to know more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole. Hallelujah. Pastor teaches.
Thank you.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Oh, lift up your cup. I just move your hands like you got a cup in your hand and lift it up. Come and quench the thirsting of my soul. Hallelujah. Pray of heaven. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want to know more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. We thank you, Lord, for blessing every
dude,
oh God. Every household,
thank you,
God. We thank you, Lord, for meeting everyone at the point of their need and then giving them super abundantly above. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We bless your name, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for signs, wonders, and miracles and healings and blessings following, oh God.
In the name of Jesus.
Leading, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
All over the place, Lord. We thank you.
Hallelujah.
And we give you the glory. And we give you the praise. And we give you the honor. In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
And everybody said,
amen.
Amen.
Amen. I only heard two people. And everybody said,
amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
See, the Holy Ghost is in charge of this here class.
Amen.
And we're just instruments. We're conduits of the Spirit of the living God.
Thank you, Lord.
So I want you to get a hold of that, and I want you to think about that, meditate that, ruminate that, saute that. At this time, Pastor Peaches, you do the roll call for us.
Hallelujah. Annette James?
Here.
Linda Blackwell? Antoinette Harris?
Present.
Carol Tunston.
Here.
William Owens. Harry Warsaw.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Pastor Peaches, if you would call those two people that we didn't hear, say here. Because I don't know what's going on. But this is an investment in our spiritual future. And we can't play no games with this. Because this is designed to change our lives forever.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So we got to pray for somebody because they're sick. We need to know that too. If they're on the bed on the way to the hospital or whatever, we need to know that too. So if you would give them a call right now. Hallelujah. Puro shikiri re boyam. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Pishakara yabashata. Yeko shataro. Several scriptures I want to share. But before I share them, I want to give housekeeping suggestions. Get your pen or your pencil and your highlighter. Your composition notebook. We gave you one. We know you got one. We know you got a pen because we gave them to you. We gave you 6 pens. Get your Bible, get the King James Version, and get the Message Bible. Get all of that together. Get your book, Know Your Bible. You must need it. All of your materials for class. Because you understand, when you go to class, you don't go unprepared. Is that right? Oh, somebody talk to me now. Is that right?
Amen.
When you go to class, you don't go unprepared. Is that right?
Right.
So all those that got ink pen in their hand, say amen.
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 All those that got the composition notebook, say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All those that got a Bible.
Amen.
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 Amen. Yes.
All right. Because you're going to need that. Hallelujah. Now, I got scripture that I want to deal with right now. It's James chapter 1, verse 19 through 22. Somebody get that. When you get it, say amen. James chapter 1. Starting at verse 19. James chapter 1. Starting at verse 19. When you get there, say amen, somebody.
Okay.
Did I hear somebody say amen?
No, I spoke out. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Amen.
James chapter 1.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Start reading at 19, and I'll tell you when to stop.
Okay. Wherefore, my beloved brethren.
Brethren? Okay, go ahead.
Let every man be swift, fear, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man works not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all superfluity of naughtiness and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls.
Hallelujah. Okay, read the next verse.
But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers, only deceiving your own self.
Go ahead. Read. I think was that 21.
That was 22. Read 21.
No, okay, read 22 again.
Okay, 22 was, but be ye doors of the world. And
other word.
Other word, and not hearers, only deceiving your own selves.
Because, okay, what I'm trying to say, we got to get this thing. Don't just be a hearer. You got to do something, y'all. Because you deceive your own selves that you're going to get this. When we were children, we played the game. I whispered in one person's ear, and it was about 6 or 7 children. By the time it got back to you, it was altogether different. Is that right?
Right.
Yeah. So we got to get this right. So that's why we got to take notes. And if you can't take notes, find somebody who will. And don't stop until you find it, because this stuff is going to change your life. It's going to take you up higher. It's going to take you where God wants you to be. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, you heard people say that we are a New Testament church. Or we are. I even have said that in the past. Our dealings with the New Testament. No, we are the whole Bible. The Christian faith is the whole Bible. Faith, not just the New Testament. Somebody go to Shakota Yabashada. Romans chapter 15, verse 4. When you get there, say amen. Romans chapter 15, verse 4.
Amen.
Go ahead and read.
For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the scriptures, might have hope.
The Old Testament is just as important as the New Testament. Somebody go to 1 Corinthians, chapter 10, and start at verse 6 through 11. Go 6 through 11. First Corinthians chapter 10.
Amen.
Okay, go ahead and read that.
Now these things were our examples, to the intent we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. Neither be ye idolaters as were some of them. It is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed, and fell in one day 23,000. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted, and were destroyed of serpents. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The whole Bible is important. And we need to deal with something else. I'll go check it out. Second Chronicles, Second Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 14.
Amen.
Go ahead and read.
If my people are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land.
If my people,
excuse me, what scripture was that?
Second Chronicles 7:14.
Thank you.
Would humble themselves. And a whole lot of ways to humble yourself. Don't be like a group. When I was younger, I heard this group came out with a song and said, Lord, come by and humble me. And I hear no more from that group. It disappeared. You don't want God humbling you. to it.
Amen.
You humble Amen. Yourself. You hear me?
Amen.
Humble Amen. Yourself.
Amen.
Does that mean that you make yourself less than what you are? You may be worth a million. You don't make yourself less than what you are. I'll say that you're worth only 999,000. That's not what that means. See, that's valuation. That scripture is not talking about valuation. It's talking about motivation. You don't make yourself less of what you are. You make yourself less. You say yourself less. You make yourself less. You motivate. In other words, your motivation should not be, I want people to think I'm a Christian, although I do stuff in the dark, in the back of the booth, in the back, whatever. I want people to think highly of me. That's not the right motivation. Your motivation should be thinking of yourself less. Thinking of yourself less. Well, who are we going to think about? You're going to think about God. The word says, if my people who are called by my name
uh-huh.
would but humble themselves and pray, you got to do both. Also, a way of humbling yourself is pushing a plate away. Because you want your motivation to be, I want to see the face of God. I want to find out his character. I want to be able to understand the details. And that's why I want seek his face. You talking to somebody and they never look you in the face. There's something wrong with that picture.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost as if they really don't want to be there. You don't want to look me in the face. That means that maybe you done lied about something. Maybe you done called yourself a saint, and you ain't a saint. That's why you don't want to really seek God, because if you seek God, the closer you get to God, you'll see him, and then you'll see yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If my people who are called by my name would but humble themselves and pray and seek my face and then turn. It's just not enough to say, Lord, forgive me for my sins. It's to repent. I repent of myself. I turn in a different direction. I used to be a liar. I don't lie no more. I used to rob banks. I stopped robbing banks. You know, I'm not talking personally. I'm giving examples, y'all. He's a bank robber. No, I didn't say I was, but I'm talking figuratively. Is that all right? Y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You turn in a different direction. Somebody may say, look here. I used to be a person that would say one thing and do another. I wasn't a person of my word. My word meant jack. You know what that means? Jack nothing. But I said it. You could take it to the bank, and they'll say insufficient funds. I used to go to the bar and close down the bar. Hallelujah. And somebody had to carry me home because I was drunk. That might have happened one or two times in my life, but I can tell you that. Oh, Lord Jesus, help us, Holy Ghost. But turn a different direction. Hallelujah. Somebody, right quick. What are the seven pillars of wisdom? Somebody. Everybody went to sleep. I done talked to everybody to sleep. The seven pillars of wisdom. Are y'all still here? There.
Coachable, teachable spirit.
Uh-huh.
Burning desire to please God and be
uh-huh.
excellent. Willing to work and go the extra mile. Have a heart of integrity and honesty.
Uh-huh.
A loving heart.
Uh-huh.
Having a forgiving heart and having a giving heart.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Seven pillars of wisdom. You want wisdom. You want to grow. You want to go. Oh, glory to God. You want to grow up spiritually. You want to mature in God. You get a hold of that and then work with it. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
All right. This time, I want to tell you something. I almost did somersaults, but I didn't because I didn't want to have to call the ambulance. The folk that turned in their quizzes, it was not just college level work that they did. They did excellent. A college work material. They turned.
Amen.
And I just applaud them. I ain't going to give you their names because y'all know who you are.
Amen.
It was awesome. And I want to share for those that have not turned in any of their work or some of the, you still have time. Turn in your work. Better late than never. Better coming to God late than never. Better to glory to God. Get there. On the airplane. You're going to Florida, to Disney World. You got there a little late, but you made the plane. Better late than never. Okay?
Yeah.
Get your work in. All right? And I will share this with you. Y'all can do what you want to do. You know you can.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to God's stuff, he wants to know what's your priority. And you name your priority. And you show God your priorities. All right. Now, class, I got some good news and bad news.
Uh-oh.
Which one y'all want what first?
The bad news.
The bad news or the good news?
The bad.
Okay, it was the bad news. Okay, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. I got to get something squared away. Okay, that's not right.
Enter the user name or password and incorrect. Save Earl password. Start. Enter.
Okay. The bad news is that you're going to have a quiz. Now, do you want the good news?
Yes.
There are two pieces of good news. It's going to be an oral quiz, and it's only going to be one question for each of you. All right. I'm dealing with my computer because I got the questions on my computer. And I have a special software that talks to me, so that's what you're hearing in the background. Hallelujah.
Okay.
And can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
All right.
Excuse me, Pastor. Is the quiz today?
Yes, the quiz is today. So get ready. Get ready.
Oh, man.
And so if you have been doing your reading, because I didn't have to tell you to read some more in Know Your Bible. Because this is the Institute of Biblical Learning. Biblical refers to what?
The Bible.
Okay.
The Bible.
Hallelujah.
Hmm. Oh, well.
Hallelujah. Let's see if I can get in again here. Let's see.
Oh, wow.
Hallelujah. Oh, y'all going to be good. Because I'm going to let y'all select the question that you're going to answer. That's another good news. I want to hear somebody say, yippee. Nobody said yippee? You're going to select the question that you're going to answer. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
Okay. I got some sleepy folk on board. Maybe we need to have class at 7 in the morning instead of 7 at night. I don't know.
Yippee!
Oh, okay. Now,
yippee!
Oh, okay. All right.
Yippee!
All right.
Yippee.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Now I'm going to the file now.
Okay.
Now I have a selection. Okay.
Everybody put on your thinking cap.
Okay, put on your thinking cap. Now what I'm going to do, listen to me carefully. It's important to follow directions. What I'm going to do, I am going to ask you to give me a number. And I'm going to go to that number and read the question. I want you to repeat the question. And then after you finish repeating the question, I'm going to give you 3 minutes. I'm going to have a timer to answer that question. So you got your Bibles handy?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You got your Know Your Bible handy?
Yes.
And you got your notes?
Yes.
Yeah.
For the most part, you got your notes. Okay. So we're going to do this like we have the roll call, okay? The roll call, okay. Who's the first name on the roll?
Tonight, I believe it was.
No, don't you have a listing of the names in the class?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
just go down the list of how you got it. I don't know if it's in alphabetical order or not, but get the first name on the list.
Yes, just what I'm going to do is Anna James.
Oh, Anna James. Okay.
Angie first.
I'm going by the assistant professor said Annette James is the first one. Now, okay. Miss James.
Yes.
Deacon James. There are 20 questions, 1 through 20. You pick the number that you want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm ready for you to call out a number.
Five.
Okay, let's see what five says.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Which book of the Old Testament is called the Second Law and why?
Which book of the Old Testament is called the Second Law and why?
Say that again.
Which book of the Old Testament is called the Second Law, and why? Okay, repeat what I just said.
Which book of the Old Testament is called the Second Law?
Uh-huh.
And why?
Hey, Siri. Play it along for 3 minutes.
Your alarm is set for 7:37 p.m.
Okay, you have 3 minutes. You can use anything you got in front of you. Even your Know Your Bible.
A Second Law and why?
Yes.
I don't know.
Can we help each other?
No. Because this is Christmas.
Okay.
But you can look in Know Your Bible, and when you see the word law, you might help yourself by looking through the books of the law.
I see the books of the law. The second one is Exodus.
They don't know why.
Okay. Okay. Let me share. Do you want to? You want to give up, or you want to go ahead and you still got time? The alarm hasn't gone off. Look at all the look at the books. Look at what they say and the little sayings in that.
I'm looking.
And while she's doing that, you others, it might not be a bad idea for you to be looking through that Know Your Bible too. Just kind of breeze through that and see what you see in there. Yes. Deacon AJ picked one of the harder questions. That's a very easy one. It's interesting. But she picked that. I didn't pick that, y'all. Okay. All right. Do you have an answer for us?
I just said Exodus. Exodus is the second book of the law.
Okay. I'm sorry. That's a good answer, but that's not the answer. Deuteronomy.
Okay.
It actually means second law. And
okay.
And why it's meant second law? Because the Ten Commandments is in Exodus chapter 20. So you were hot.
Okay.
But you wasn't burning hot. So,
okay.
Deuteronomy and chapter 5 also gives the Ten Commandments for the second time. That's why they called it the second law. Deuteronomy means.
I failed.
Huh?
I said, okay.
All right. No, but we learned. That's okay. All right. Thank you so much. Next one.
Linda Blackwell.
Minister Linda, Linda, how you doing?
Angie Harris, Internet.
Here.
Okay. Pick a number. You can't pick 5 because that was already dealt with. So, any number from 1 through 20, except 5.
Number 1.
Okay. Let me see.
Top of 5, oral quiz, blank, 1. Who wrote the book of Job?
Oh, my goodness. Who wrote the book of Job? Repeat that.
Who wrote the book of Job?
Okay. Hey, Siri. Create law for 3 minutes.
I set your alarm for 7:42 p.m.
Okay. And if you got Know Your Bible, that might be a little idea to check it out in there.
Okay.
You got 3 minutes. Well, you have a little less than 3 minutes. But you're on the clock.
Okay.
And y'all that are listening, y'all need to make sure that you got your notes. And already can't be. No, that's not that alarm. That's the alarm for, that's the 4:40 alarm. That's the 7:40 alarm. You still got more time. that was been the fastest 3 minutes I've ever seen. No, that was another alarm that was already set. Dun, dun, dun. Somebody, if you want to sing a song, Pastor Peach, you want to sing a song while we're waiting? Oh, Sister Carol want to sing a song while we're waiting. Sister Carol, go ahead and sing. You said no, that's right.
No. All about our struggles, he will guide us till the day is done.
Oh, okay.
There's not a friend like the lonely Jesus.
I have the answer.
No.
Okay. Hold on a second. We have the answer. Okay, go ahead.
Jewish world. That's my answer.
Okay, so it's the person. Okay, you still got some time. Look at that again.
Okay.
Look at that again to see if they say somebody's name. Because if somebody's name is contributed to, and I apologize for the noise. I should keep quiet, and we all keep quiet, waiting for her to answer her question.
I thought you would help with the concentration.
Okay. Thank you for the observation. I apologize.
His name is Jonathan, and what's that? E-L-I-E-Z-O.
Okay. All right. Are you looking at Job in your Know Your Bible?
Yes.
And what did it say?
It says, I had a
page. Somewhere down, it says the author. Do you see something that says author?
Yes. I'm getting to it right now. I just had a page. Okay, here I go. Author, it says,
Pastor Peter, do you see that?
It says it's not stated.
It's not stated.
Job.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. It's not stated. And I didn't tell you this. Okay. tradition has it that Moses wrote Job.
Oh, Moses.
Okay. I can't, it's not stated, and what do you think? I got to give her a pass for that. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, give me the next person.
The next person is Carol Thompson.
All right. Hi, Sister Carol.
Hello, everybody.
You have a beautiful voice. And what number do you pick? You can't pick one or five, but it's
three.
Three, okay.
No, they're major prophets. Who were the young three? Who wrote the Book of Acts?
Who wrote the Book of Acts? You repeat that after me.
Who wrote the Book of Acts?
Okay. You have 3 minutes. Hey, Siri, create an alarm for 3 minutes.
Your alarm is set for 7:47 p.m.
The Book of Acts. Oh, I don't have anything written. Oh. Okay. That's your discipline. I'm thinking Paul.
Okay. Do you have your know your Bible in front of you?
Yes, I do. I'm on Samuel, page 22.
Okay. You need to go to the Book of Acts in your know your Bible and see what it says. You still have probably about 2 minutes left.
2 minutes left.
It's important for you to know. It's important.
is telling me to go to page 68 for a book of Acts. And
call me. Acts is in the New Testament, of course.
Yeah.
After John. In front of Rome.
Yeah, I have that.
Okay. Look for the author.
Author. It says not stated, but traditionally attributed to Luke.
There it is.
A
Gentile. Okay, got it. It's attributed to Luke. Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. All right. Okay. All right. I'm waiting for this, this alarm to go off so I can do the next. Who's the next one on the list? Pastor Peaches?
We can go to, William not here, so Harry.
Okay.
Brother Harry.
Harry, be thinking about what number you want. You can't do one, you can't do three, and you can't do five. Any other number up to, including 20, you can ask for. Okay. All right. All right, what number?
Tribe number 7.
5, second law 6. And verse 8, what does that verse, and verse 8 is of 6. And verse, what does that 7? What are the 5 subdivisions of the New Testament?
What are the 5 subdivisions of the New Testament? Repeat that after me.
What are the 5 subdivisions of the New Testament?
Right. Okay. You have 3 minutes. Hey, Siri.
Hey.
Rain alarm for 3 minutes.
Yes.
7:50 p.m. alarm is already on.
You can use your notes or anything.
Let's see. I'm trying to get to it. In my notes.
Did you go over to the
books of history?
Was that the only one that wasn't in our book?
What, the only question?
Number
several.
That's
in your book or should be in your notes.
Yep, that's in your notes.
That's in your notes.
Yeah. I got my notes all spread. I'm looking. Should be in there somewhere. Would that be law, history, poetry, major prophets, and minor prophets?
That's the Old Testament. The question was 5 subdivisions of the New Testament. But thank you anyway. Thank you for trying there. Your time's up. Thank you so much. All right. Make sure y'all get these things in your notes. All right. Pastor Peaches, who's next?
That's all because William is not here and Linda's not here.
Okay.
Not unless William came in and Linda came in.
Minister Linda, are you there? Okay, let's take a 5-minute break, and we're going to check. I'm going to check with both of them and see if everything's all right, see if we should be praying for or something. All right.
Hey, Pastor Bird. Oh, no, there's William.
There's William. Okay. All right. I've got to call one more person. Hey, Siri. Call Minister Linda. Home.
Calling Minister Linda Blackwell. Home.
Hello. I've been online the whole time. I'm listening to you. I'm echoing. You just called on Harry, and Carol was the person before them, and Andy was the first.
Well, we've been calling you to get you up.
Yeah, now I'm online, but I don't know why you can't hear me. Because I've been answering yes and here from the South.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize to you because I will not take roll. I think none of us can hear you, sweetheart. I'm glad you're there.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. Let me get her back on here. Hold on a second. Okay. Hey, Siri. Oh, Minister Linda.
Calling Minister Linda Blackwell. Home. Power off.
Okay, I've got you on here now, on my cell phone. I don't know. I don't either. Okay, so check her down for when she calls your name for role. You said here, but we didn't hear. Okay, did you heard what we were talking about, right? Right, right. Okay. You don't have to go through all that. No, you don't have to go through all that. That's all. I just need you to pick a number. 10. Okay.
5, 9, identifying a 10. Describe a major event in the Torah.
Describe a major event in the Torah. Okay, now repeat that.
Yeah, describe a major event in the Torah.
Okay, now you have 3 minutes. Pastor Peter, can you look at, keep the time on this, because see, when I have it on my cell phone, I can't set the timer.
Okay.
Starting now, 3 minutes.
Okay, one minute. I need to go with the time. 1, 2, 3. Wait a minute.
Yeah, of course. But you must give. Oh, excuse me.
Identify the book that is found in.
Okay, you must identify the book that is found in too. By the way, that was the next line. I didn't go there. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. And when Moses went in to free the people of Israel, the Jews.
A major event. That was a major event. And you said it was Exodus? Okay, that's correct. I don't know what's happening. Okay, that's correct. All right. Thank you so much. Can y'all hear Linda?
Yes.
I can hear her now.
Yeah, okay. I can hear.
All right. Please.
Okay.
Go. Okay, please God. All right, that's the quiz. Oh, William is left. I'm sorry.
William.
Yes.
Okay.
William?
Yeah, I'm listening. I'm tuning in because I'm kind of getting on late. But I heard you earlier, you know, say about ask questions, you know, for the quiz.
Yeah,
and,
pick a number,
you know,
between, okay, pick a number between up to 20. One is already taken, 3 is already taken, 10 is already taken, and
7 is already taken.
So any of those other numbers, pick a number. This is an oral quiz.
So 0 to 20. Okay. To 0 to 20. What about 12?
Okay. How many books are in the Pauline epistles? Okay, you have to repeat that after me.
Okay, repeat it and then answer the question.
Yeah. In other words, how many? The time doesn't start until you repeat the question. How many books are in the Pauline epistles?
Okay.
I need you to say that.
Hold on one. Okay. How many books are in the Pauline epistles?
Okay, Pastor Peaches, 3 minutes starts now. You have 3 minutes to answer that question.
Okay, I think I have the answer.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, how many books are in the Pauline epistle? 13.
Okay, I couldn't hardly hear you. Now, what did you say?
Oh, I'm sorry. I said, how many books are in the Pauline epistles? 13.
Okay. You want to count them again? He still got time. He still has time, doesn't he, Peach?
Yes, I just turned the time off.
Oh. No, don't set off until we finish. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. So we give you one more minute. Check your count.
Okay.
Can I help him?
No.
No.
Okay.
I'm sorry to say we can't help one another on this. This is his quiz. He picked the question.
Okay, are there 14?
All right, I heard a buzz. You made it under the wire. Because I heard the alarm just went off, didn't it?
Yep. Got it.
And you said 14. That is the correct answer.
All right.
That's the correct answer. Congratulations to everybody. This is a new experience. So everybody is blessed today. I want you to know that. Everybody is blessed. God bless you. We're back. Hallelujah. Okay. Now, moving to another, let's see,
power on. Bluetooth pairing.
Minister Linda, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Yes, I can.
All right.
All right.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Okay. We're switching gears. Now, we've told you already about the five levels of learning. And y'all know this. Learn knowledge. Oh, excuse me. The five levels of knowledge. Learn knowledge. Revealed knowledge, activity knowledge, modeling knowledge, and teaching knowledge. We're going to deal with learned knowledge today. There's a word I want to spell for you. It's called hermeneutics. It's spelled H-E-R. M-E-N-E-U-T-I-C-S. I'm going to repeat that. Are you getting this, y'all?
Yes.
Can y'all hear me? Am I making myself clear? Because I hear like an echo from me. Yeah. So I don't know if that's distorting what I'm saying. Okay. Right. Are you getting this?
One more time.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead.
You are currently using Jaws and Force Escape. Renew edit. Alt F4. Okay, but Alt F4. Program compatibility of this hack. Run hack. And space. Shut down. Click button. Enter. Leaving message.
Okay. The word is called hermeneutics. H-E-R, H is in Hall, E is in Earl, R is in Ralph, M is in Mary, E is in Earl, N is in Nancy, E is in Earl, U is in Urgent, T is in Tom, I is in Isaac, C is in Cat, S is in Sam, hermeneutics.
One more time.
H-E-R. Her. H-E-R. Men. M-E-N. E-U. T-I-C-S. Hermeneutic.
T-I-C-S.
S is in Sam.
Thank you.
It's the study of interpretation of the Holy Word, the Bible.
The study of interpretation. Sure.
Or meaning of the Bible. It's the whole science. It's called hermeneutics. I hope you're taking notes because you will see it again.
Can you repeat that?
Hermeneutics. The study of the interpretation or meaning of the Holy Bible. And that may also apply to other manuscripts, but we're just dealing with the Bible. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Yes. Amen. Okay.
And the King James Version only.
A big one.
And the King James Version only.
No, this is any version. This is any version of the Bible. Hermeneutics is the study of.
Okay.
Now, there are four keys to dealing with learned knowledge. One, observation. One is observation.
How do you spell that?
O-B-S-S-E, observation. O-B-S-E-R-V-A-T-I-O-N.
Got it.
Observation. Now, y'all can correct me if I'm wrong.
That was right.
And by the way, I'd like to thank Deacon AJ for correcting me about the Pauline epistles. It's P-A-U-L-I-N-E, not L-E-N-E. I stand corrected. I do have a coachable, teachable spirit. Hallelujah. All right, number one again is observation. Number two is interpretation.
Can you spell that too, please?
Okay, interpretation. I-N-T-E-R-P-R-E-T-A-T-I-O-N. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
The third is evaluation. Praise the Lord.
Can you spell, please?
Oh, somebody spelled it. E-V-A-L-U-A-T-I-O-N. Is that right?
Yes.
You say A-V?
E-A-T-I-O-N. Okay, someone else spell it again.
Value.
And the fourth.
Yeah, anyway.
Oh, did you get that, Harry?
It's got E V A L. Didn't get it all. I can't hear it very well.
Okay. Okay, it's E-V-A-L-U-A-T-I-O-N.
Yeah. I got it.
All right. Thank the Lord. Okay. And the
last one
is application.
Can you spell that?
Like an application for a job.
A P P L I C A T I O N.
Application.
Yes.
It's important to deal with this, because if you can't understand what you are reading, the likelihood of revelation happening is going to be a miracle. So it's important that you acquire the techniques for observation. Observation does not include one verse. When you're trying to understand what God is saying, He is a consistent God. And He is going to make sure he emphasizes the major point. So it's not going to be all in one sentence or all in one verse. It may not be in two verses or three verses. You might have to take a whole paragraph, a whole chapter to get what God is trying to say. Observation also includes context. Context refers to, like a newscaster, when, where, what, why, and how. When, well, it was said, who were they talking to? Why were they saying what they said? And what was going on in the time in which it was said? Observation is very important.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Before you said the context, you said another word, some kind of tech. You said techniques, something like that.
I don't know what
You said the techniques of observation. That was important.
One of the techniques of observation. Yeah, but you know, one of the ways. You know, I'm just using words. You can use different words to say what I'm saying.
Okay.
But the context is what is very important about observation.
Okay.
Where it is, why it is, who they talking to, when are they talking to, what's going on in that particular corner of the sky at that time.
Okay.
And also, and this is something to think about, when the Bible was written, when it was, I'm talking about the King James Version, when it was translated, the version was translated, there's some words that were used that may not be applicable today and may make us misunderstand what is being said. So observation is very important. The whole idea of seeing what is there.
It's not seeing.
Because revelation comes when God shows you stuff between the lines. But we got to start somewhere. Is that right?
Yes. Amen.
The starting point is someplace. So we got to start with what's there.
Seeing.
Okay. So, again, observation. And help you to understand that newscasters, when they or reporters, when they're writing a story, they usually write who, what, when, where, how, and why. What is it? 5 W's and 1 H. What the how? So, in your looking at the scripture, you need to ask yourself that: who, what, when, how. So you can get the complete understanding of what's going on. Observation. Then interpretation. They said, what does it mean? Don't kill a lamb on the left side of the street. What in the world does that mean? You got to interpret that because y'all ain't, as far as I know, y'all ain't killing no lambs lately. So y'all got to figure out, what does that mean? Interpret what they're talking about. Often you will see, you see a lot more in the New Testament than in the Old Testament, but you will see it in the Old Testament. It is, what do you call, analogies. Parables, stories that are to be received figuratively, not literally. and you will run across that sometimes. So it's important that you interpret what is really being said. And when you hear people put their hooks on one scripture and they go to town, just one verse, I can guarantee you that they miss something. They miss the major point of what God's trying to say. A lot of times they ascribe to that one verse a lot of different traditional stuff and homespun stuff. But see, God, one of the things you will find out, especially in the Old Testament, but he does it a lot in the New Testament too, is that if it's important to God, he will say it more than one time. Sometimes he will say it two different ways in the same verse, which is awesome. But he will do that because he won't want you to miss what he's trying to say. So interpreting is different from translating. Interpreting means you're actually going deeper into the why. You know, I know he said thus and so, but why? Interpret, you know, and try to get the main thrust of what's being said. Then evaluation. First, are y'all clear with interpretation?
Yeah.
Okay.
You said it's different. You said interpreting is deeper than the, what was the word you used?
Oh, it's a deeper dive than observation.
Observation. I got
observation
you. Okay, thank you.
It is a surface.
Got
interpretation
you.
Is deep. Doing
right.
a deep.
I got
dive.
You. Okay.
Okay. Evaluation. Evaluation is not just
not
looking at what was done in application to that time, but evaluate it in reference to today, how this applies to life today. Evaluate how this means something to me today, how this can benefit me today, how this can benefit somebody way back when, how it benefited them then, but how it also benefits us now.
Looking at today.
That's evaluation. What can we use? Brother used to say, you can't lose with the stuff I use. Well, look here. What can we use today that we have discovered in this quest of learned knowledge? Then we go to application. Application is a step up from evaluation. See, application, the evaluation is what can we use today? Application, can I use this myself? You know, it's personal. Can I apply it to my family, to my circumstances, to my job, to my... can I apply it that it will bring a resolution or a success to what I'm doing? Can I use it? Hallelujah. Can y'all see the difference? There's a slight difference in all of that. Can you see it? Observation, interpretation, evaluation, and application. Because, see, after you do all of that, you know what you're ready for? Somebody can say it right now. After you do all that, what are you ready for?
Understanding.
The revelation. You're ready for the reveal. You go through that. That learn not. See, a lot of folks sometimes approach the Word of God like they're reading The Tale of Two Cities, hallelujah, The Fast and the Furious, or whatever, or some novel. But you've got to approach the Word of God as if it's a lifeline to you. Because the bottom line, how can I use this in my life? That's the application part. So we go from seeing what's there, interpretation, evaluation, then application. And, hey, Siri, what time is it? Somebody give me the time.
8:22.
Okay. I won't have time to get go into. That's 8 minutes. I don't have time to go into the revelation or the reveal. Because that's when the Holy Ghost steps in and blows your mind. Any questions right now? Now it's time for Q&A. Question.
I have a question.
Who's
this is the AJ.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Back on observation, you have the who, what, where, why, when, how. I guess that's too many. You have the how, right? So that's first you had the W's, and then you put how, or did I add how?
Yeah, the how, yes.
Okay, so when you observe, I put seeing, so you can't, when I observe people, I watch, see, and I look when I observe. So can I add that, or you just don't want that? You just want the W's and the how?
No. I'm giving you a idea of what you're looking for.
Okay.
When you observe. You look. You see. You kind of quantify. You do all of that. All of that.
Okay. All right.
An idea of what you're looking for. You look at this thing. This is surface stuff. What it look like?
Okay, so all right. So, but then you don't want the revealing until you get down past that.
We just dealing with learned knowledge. This is just learned knowledge.
Okay, all right, then.
This is just opening up the book and start reading. And you got to learn, you got to interpret, you got to evaluate, and then you got to apply.
Okay.
And then you say, can I use this? And then we go to the reveal. The reveal is something else.
Okay,
another step up.
Okay.
So
at the beginning when you first gave us these, when we got these scriptures at the beginning, so would you just put them down, like as far as like just be like responsibility, I guess, to be responsible?
Oh, you're talking about the scriptures that I gave you?
If I was to put like a little title or something beside it, would you just do like kind of like responsibility?
Scriptures. Scriptures you ought to remember. Scriptures you ought to remember. Those scriptures I gave you ought to remember what we're dealing with. And you ought to remember that we're dealing with that's Christians of the New Testament. We the whole Bible. And we got to learn this thing. We got to not be a perpetrator hoax. We talking the talk, but we ain't walking the walk. We gotta do the whole task, the whole thing. We gotta be not just hearers of the word, but doers.
I hear the word, but doers. Okay, thank you.
So I guess I didn't have a title for that. I just wanted to start y'all off with something. But if you want to put a memorable or memory scriptures, you can do that.
Okay.
That's a good title for that.
Okay, thank you.
Did I confuse you completely, y'all?
No.
No. Well,
okay.
No.
Any questions? This is Q&A now before the alarm goes off. Q&A. Questions. I want you to have clarity. I don't want you to leave this, hang up the phone, and you still have a question. And don't be calling me back at 10 o'clock tonight and say, you know what? Because my office hours are Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 2 to 3. And I want to switch the telephone number. Call me on, because I can hardly hear sometimes on my cell phone. I don't know what's wrong with that thing. Call me on 410-444-5152.
Mm-hmm.
And that rings loud so I can hear. And sometimes I'm asleep if you call me any other time other than 2. Glory to God.
Pastor Bert, what's that number again?
Who's it? Oh, yes. The number again is 410-444-5152. That's 5152.
Okay.
And you can call 410. You can call me between 2 and 3, Monday, Wednesday, or Friday. Hallelujah. And I want to share this with you, too. Y'all must understand that I'm not doing this for my health. Then again, I'm doing it for my spiritual health. Because if I don't do it, God's going to beat me. Okay. Well, y'all heard it. 90 seconds left. Anybody with a question? No question. Again, if you haven't turned in homework or quizzes, you still got time. Turn it in.
Also Pastor,
yes.
If anybody, any of y'all that paid for or requested a CD for the homework from the 12th, please don't forget to pick it up or let me know that it was you and I have it.
Okay.
I think CDs for the 19th and the 5th are coming tomorrow, they tell me.
Okay.
So, y'all need to get your CD. I'll see Pastor Peaches for that. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Praise God. Any other questions? Come on now. You got less than 60 seconds now.
Do we do makeup quizzes?
Do I do makeup quizzes?
Yes. Or can I use my
Yes, you can use your points. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Those that didn't successful.
Well, can you hear me, Bishop?
They could use their 20 points to make up for that. Yes, Brother Harris.
Yeah, my daughter was calling me on an emergency concerning her mother, and I had to talk to her, listen to her. So I will be calling you back. I didn't get the number, so it's that's what's happening with me.
Okay. It's 410-444-5152. Don't call me. Call one of your fellow students, okay? They got the number.
All right, then, sir. I was just letting you know what was happening. What's it taking place? Present right
You say somebody is in the hospital?
Yeah, it's an emergency type thing.
Okay. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you. We praise your name, O God. Father God, hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we send your word to heal right now. Psalms 107, verse 20. Chakariya the Wosha Kedi the Wosha. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Your word say, hallelujah. Glory to God. With your stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. And
yes,
with your stripes we were healed. And if we are healed, and if we were healed, we are healed in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Your word says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as the soul prosper. We speak the word over this individual. Hallelujah. You know them one by one and name by name, oh God. Touch right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ prevail in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you for healing right now. We thank you, Lord, for signs, wonders, and miracles and healings in Jesus' name. And everyone said,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Harry, for sharing that. Anyone else has a question or comment before we close?
Yes, I do. Do we have a quiz assignment to do?
Do you have a home assignment?
Yes.
Or a quiz? No, you did the quiz already. Hallelujah. And you have no home assignment. I just want the home assignments and quizzes of folks that haven't turned theirs in yet. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I want to say again, I am so happy. Those that did turn in the work, it was awesome. It was off the hizzle sizzle. I'm going to tell you, it made me proud what was turned in. So God bless you all. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Pastor Peaches?
No, I only had one announcement, and that was about the CD.
Okay.
The homework, I mean, not the homework CD, but the class CD. Whoever, and anybody that paid for one they, from the 12th, it is in.
And let me just share this.
Anybody
if
else
have any other situation other than class? Class is a specific time to call me. If it's something else, you can give me a call. Hallelujah. You don't have to wait for a Monday, Wednesday, or Friday between 2 and 3. Hallelujah. And, of course,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And also tomorrow night, hallelujah, glory to God, at 7 p.m., hallelujah. And, of course, Sunday, we're not having service, a live service. It will be a service from the archives, but we won't have live service. It is
minister to your family.
Minister to your family.
Minister to your
God
family.
God bless you. I didn't hear the alarm go off.
No, it's past time.
It's past time. I didn't hear the alarm. I apologize,
it's past
y'all.
Time.
Have a
it's
blessed
time.
Day. Love you all, and ain't nothing you can do about it.
Love you all.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.